With businesses around Australia desperate for staff, independent MP Rebecca Sharkey is urging the federal government to make it easier for seniors on the aged pension to rejoin the workforce. She says at the moment, tax rules are stopping keen seniors from helping farmers bring in their crops or help out in urban businesses. As Samantha Donovan reports, her proposal has the backing of several peak bodies.
After retiring, 70-year-old Helena had a break, but she's now enjoying working at her local supermarket in Western Victoria and would be keen to do more hours if her pension weren't affected.
For me, to leave the pension intact and then to be able to earn as much as you can as a casual worker and as much work as is actually available, it just makes life so much easier. It means that when the bills come in, you can pay your bills without having to frantically sit there and budget. Mentally, it helps enormously because it means that you have to switch your brain back on to work.
Independent MP Rebecca Sharkey says she's been distressed to see farmers in her electorate unable to harvest their crops because they don't have the workers, and she wants to make it easier for older Australians to help out.
For us to be able to allow pensioners to work without losing 50 cents in the dollar of their Centrelink, effectively as soon as they've done just one day of work, and for them to be able to transfer their enormous skills and knowledge to the next generation. And I urge the government to make this a priority at their work summit in September.
Ms Sharkey has introduced to Parliament a motion calling on the government to agree to an opt-in scheme to give pensioners with limited savings an income test exemption to encourage them to work. It'd mean they aren't subjected to a 50% tax rate on any income above the current threshold of $490 a fortnight. She wants the federal government to commit to the proposal in the October budget.
This is a win for pensioners. This is a win for their well-being. This is a win for employers, big and small. This is a win for the tax office. This just makes good sense. So let's get it done.
The motion has the backing of the National Farmers Federation. Its president, Fiona Simpson, wants seniors to make up the shortfall in farm labour.
It is having a direct impact on the amount of produce that farmers are actually planting in their fields. Because if they haven't got workers to pick it or pack it, if they haven't got people to help them process that food, then they're not planting it, so it's not making its way to the shelves, and it's having a direct impact on the availability of that produce when the consumers go to the shops. There's a willing workforce there of over 2 million older Australians, mostly making their way around Australia, who love to call in on farms and would love to do a little bit of work on that can help the farmer and also help them as they're struggling with their own costs of living.
And the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia is also keen on the idea. Its CEO, Alexi Boyd.
Worker shortages are the number 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 issue for small businesses all over Australia.
The peak body, National Seniors, says its survey of 3,000 members showed 20% of them would be keen to return to the workforce if it meant their pension wasn't affected. Its spokesman, Craig Sullivan.
We lag behind other like-minded countries because we have this penalty. So we have 3% of aged pensioners in the workforce, and in somewhere like New Zealand is approaching 25%.
In response to Rebecca Sharkey's proposal, the Minister for Skills and Training, Brendan O'Connor, says that all ideas, including encouraging older Australians to re-enter the labour market to help ease chronic labour shortages, are welcome and will be explored and scrutinised at the Jobs and Skills Summit next month.
Samantha Donovan there.